You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Iago Santana Moreira. I'm your work study public affairs here at CJSF 9.1. Welcome. Today we're broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territories of the Coast Salish people, including the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Katsi Nations. Unceded means that these lands have never been surrendered or stolen, and we are currently situated on occupied territories. And always with that in mind, welcome again to CJSF. Thank you so much for tuning to Open Mic. Can I please introduce my guest?
Hi, my name is Anaya. I'm a fourth-year student here at SFU studying political science and history.
And today we have a super exciting episode. I can't say I've been this excited for an episode since, I don't know, since probably the haircut, the hairdresser and all that story. That was pretty interesting too. All available at cdsf.ca. And now calming down a little bit, I think that's a great way to start today is introducing the topic. So we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day, youth love. So we're going to be a little bit before Valentine's during this special episode, because I won't be allowed to be on air for the next 2 weeks. So for the next two Thursdays, you will not find me in here. Someone will take my spot, but we'll be back after that time. And Valentine's, do you have anything in mind to talk about youth love, just to introduce the topic?
Well, I've actually seen Valentine's in very different forms. There's so many different ways people actually celebrate Valentine's, and I find it to be such an interesting holiday because everybody celebrates a different form of love. It just doesn't have to be a relationship. It could be a friendship, and there's a new trend of Galentine's Day with all the girls that celebrate their love for their friendships.
That's true. And it's a powerful way. I love celebrating love. I think we should do it more often, have like two Valentine's a year.
I think we should just celebrate love every day. Why do we need to have a special day for it? Everybody should be celebrating love all the time.
That's true. And I think that a good way to think about love is always listening to some romantic songs.
Oh, I agree. They set the mood anywhere and anytime.
So what about we listen to a really, really famous song today, but also one that everyone loves? Perfect. You enjoy too? So I think that today we're going to dive into a good version. Perfect symphony with Andrea Bocelli, some Italian for us. So enjoy this not traditional song here at CJSF, and see you soon.
Baby, I'm dancing in song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect tonight.
Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare. Cogli i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. Impossibile, stavolta non ti lascerò. Mi baci piano ed io torno ad esistere, e nel tuo sguardo crescerò. Ballo con te.
Hello everyone who stay tuned in. My name is Iago. Thank you so much for staying here connected at CJSF. And we're back. This is an amazing song.
Oh, I 100% agree. There is no better fitting song, romantic song, than Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I remember when I was in my eighth grade when this released? I don't know. I've been such a fan of like the album Divide of Ed Sheeran. I know all the songs from like back forward.
Yeah, it's a lovely album. But I think I was mentioning to you that this song resonates with so many people out there. And when I heard it first, I knew that the day I get married, this song is going to be playing. Huh. Like, it was it.
Fair enough. I have a few songs on my play. That's a good thing to do. I have a few songs that I would play on my iron that we could play here today too.
Ooh, yeah, that would be great to hear.
But I think that we should start our introduction. First of all, I would just like to invite everyone who's listening to us today to send a text to 778-782-2573 if you want to contribute to this episode. You can talk about your love, you can ask us questions, we can like have a youth perspective on whatever situation you're going through. So that would be fun.
Oh yeah, 100%. We're always ready and willing to listen.
So again, just the number 778-782-2573. And we're going to be playing, so we have a couple of small intervals or small questions that we ask some students and some old people too. Some friends, people that I met on the bus, as is the premise of this podcast. And I'm going to be playing the first one with Tiffany. She's a student at SFU who shared a few things about distant relationships and about her distance love. So here you go, Tiffany. So today I have here Tiff. Welcome, Tiff.
Hello. Thank you for having me here, Iago.
I have just one question for you. Yeah. What is love for you? Are you in love right now?
I am in love. I am very in love, almost annoyingly so. I have been with my boyfriend for about 5 years now, almost 5.5 years now. Yes, I'm in love. Love to me is thinking about him, thinking about music, thinking about things related to him, and of course, talking to him.
Okay, so just confirming, you started dating when you were 16?
I started dating him when I was 13 and he was 14.
Okay, and now you're 19.
I turned 19 this year, yes.
Okay. And I think that if you just allow me to share, it's a distance relationship right now,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a
But it didn't start like that.
Yeah, no. We started when we met in concert band in all the way in high school. And we hung out every single day, but of course the pandemic hit in 2020. And so that's kind of how we got used to using more remote forms of communication, like calling each other and just texting. It sucks to think about the pandemic in the sense that, of course, you're not able to be with your partner. But I also kind of am grateful for the fact that it gave us foundations to be able to communicate with each other. And that's kind of like the only way we're able to hang out is just talking to each other. And because of that, like even now when I'm all the way in a whole other continent while he's back home, because our foundations were built on how well we are able to get our feelings across through words, it's helped us to really be able to stick together. Because we know how to talk to each other. We don't need to always be around each other to know that we still, you know, love each other.
Okay, stop. This is so sweet. This made a perfect comment for our special Valentine's. But I think that's maybe just commenting a little bit. How do you think that's like it is for people now? Do you have any difference that come to your mind when you think about like relationships being built online and being possible that way to what it was a little bit before, like before social media and stuff?
Okay, give me a bit of time to think about that.
Yes, of course.
Before like the internet happened, you would only get to know people who are immediately close to you, and you would want to spend as much time as possible with them. Because you know that once they're not in your vicinity anymore, you're not able to like easily get across to them. So it kind of limits who, like before, at least before like globalization and like the internet and stuff, at least before, it kind of limited how many people, not really how many people, but who the people you can get with are and how you're able to really interact with them. I think there's more of an element of having to build your whole life around them to keep them in your corner, knowing that you're not able to get across them once they're no longer immediately in your corner. Whereas I think now with the internet and globalization and stuff, it of course opens you up to like more people that you can talk to and potentially fall in love with. But also I think another important thing is kind of losing that element of having to tie your entire life to being around them, because you don't need to be physically around them anymore to be able to like talk to them and interact with them in some way. So it really loses that like element of kind of becoming one with them and gives you more space to be like two separate people leading two separate lives, because you know that as long as you have your phones, as long as you have their contacts, you can still reach each other through that distance.
That's an amazing comment. Thank you so much for participating, sir.
Of course. Thank you, Yago, for having me.
And this was Tiffany.
I think it was such an amazing story. Like, she's been with her boyfriend for 5 years. That's insane.
It's a long, long, long time for a teenager or a young adult.
I know. When do you see commitment like that these days? It's actually, like, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. I've been in a relationship for 3 years, and because it was, like, from when I was 15 to when I was 18, it seems like forever.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Like, these days, I know people who have been in relationships for, like, 6 months, and they're like, oh, my God, it's been a decade. But, like, 5 years is just even 3 years. Anything, I think, above a year is just commitment to another person.
But I think trying to bring back some of her comments, it talks a lot to that own perspective of, like, we're so much closer, and we have separate lives, but at the same time, we're, like, we're always so close.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Like, I loved how she was talking about the difference in love when the internet didn't exist and when it currently exists now. And the ability to still be separate entities, but be one at the same time and have, like, a beautiful journey together, but also develop in yourself. That's just beautiful.
But here we're talking also about the good stuff. There's the bad stuff in that, right?
Oh, I 100% like agree. I cannot imagine how tough long distance relationships can be. The level of commitment it takes. You know, you have to take out the time. People get busy in their lives.
And there's so much expectation actually for like to get a text. Like, when you're starting the relationship, you're always like, oh, when I'm going to get the next text? Or,
oh, yeah.
Is it going to be good? Is it the person stopped talking to me because of something I said online?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. It's like this new trend of online, you know, like when people are like, oh, yeah, give me your number. And then you text them and then they don't respond for like 5 days. And you're like, oh, what did I do wrong? You know what I mean? Like, that's just like crazy.
Yeah, and it changes the way you see other people as well. I think that when you're introducing some... I mean, there. Have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, my God, you're so fun. so we have that episode where Ted is trying to date someone without, like, stalking, like, her on the internet. And yeah. She's extremely famous, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's about it. Since even, like, SMS and, like, messaging started... the way you look at people is completely different than how you would look at someone if they were like, if it is in person.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree with that. I'm like, I think on social media and SMSs and even like dating apps, there's this persona you kind of create for yourself. And people look at that rather than actually when you meet a person like in real life and you're like, oh my God, this person is so different from what they are online. And I think that's also a different, like a big difference that we see in today's world.
That's true. I actually have one next audio that we can play just to continue this talk on the, maybe, I don't want to get too negative here on Valentine's, but maybe a little bit about the negative aspects. I have someone commenting on stalking.
Ooh, that would be great to hear.
Yes, so let's talk a little bit about stalking. The next audio I've recorded with an anonymous volunteer at the sub here at Burnaby Mountain. And let's see what we think about that. Hear about like stalking during your youth and I don't know. What are comments you have? Why do you do it?
For fun.
It's like gathering information. Like when you do research, you have to lay, before you like someone, you have to lay the groundwork.
Yes.
You have to know what you're getting into.
Yes, exactly.
How is it that so many countries suck at espionage? Meanwhile, girls are just like, oh yeah, we just stalk for fun.
Yeah.
It's literally for fun.
One time, like my boyfriend's mom's Facebook, I found it.
Solid.
Really
yeah,
good.
We love that.
Before he was my boyfriend, but...
But
like, that's okay. I was just doing my research.
Exactly.
Like, those are just cute pictures of him as a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just doing your due diligence.
You just want to see like, how the children are going to be born. Like.
Okay, yeah. No. I was just trying to see, you know, like, you know, how's the relation with the family, you know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Mama's boy.
Oh. Or you find out, like, their interests, like, and then you low-key merge.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, one time, okay, do not recommend, but like follow what they like and then you like it before them so they see like, bye, and you're mutuals, right? So you get in their head, right? That's smart.
So then they talk to you about
exactly.
it.
But you also have to be smart about it.
Yeah, proactive.
Like I had to learn a little bit about hockey. Just a little bit, enough, right?
Just enough for him to see.
I just wonder if we're gonna continue doing that as adults.
I still do it for fun.
Not as deep.
Yeah.
But, like, it's fun. If you know how to do it, if you know your ways around the
internet. I still do it for fun.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of If Guys Did This Shit, It Would Be Insane.
That would be creepy, man. Yeah. That would be creepy. Yeah,
like, you just open a Taylor Swift post, and it's just, like, liked by Henry Doe.
Okay, what's the farthest you've gone?
Farthest I've gone?
You said about the address earlier. Anything else?
I don't remember like a specific instance of finding an address, but I'm pretty sure I've found addresses. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do with the address?
I didn't do anything.
I just want to know if the commute is far.
No, because...
No, no, close proximity.
This is all in high school. So we all live in the same neighborhood. So it makes it a lot easier. Yeah, this was all in high school. But I've found, like, I feel like the one thing that I remember the most is, like, finding this dude's girlfriend, this dude's child, this dude's mother-in-law, father-in-law, and parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Her maternity photo shoot.
Oh.
Their baby's photos after the baby was born. Mm-hmm.
Harry, what's your comment about that? What's your comment about that?
He knows this.
Yeah. Yeah, aren't you afraid?
For what? She did it with me, bro. Oh,
okay. I did it in front of him.
Were you afraid?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
I do my investigations. Yeah.
Did that get you in love?
You were already dating.
Oh, you were already dating.
At least you were already dating.
Okay. You can't show the crazy side too early.
Yeah.
Is anyone here in a distance relationship?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You are? Yeah. How is that for you?
It sucks. It really sucks. Reading breaks coming up.
How far?
Though.
Yeah.
Literally to Kelowna.
Oh.
Yeah.
Almost there.
But reading break is coming up soon.
That's good.
At least you're still in the same province.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend who just passed by, her boyfriend's in Japan, so.
Oh, that's far.
And that was a story.
What a crazy story.
I know.
I did not know that people went that far.
Oh, they certainly do. I have some awkward stories of my own, I think. I think not using the internet necessarily, but yeah, using the internet. I don't know if I should tell here.
Tell us one. Gift us with one story.
It's just... Okay, my first, I dated for 3 years, as I was telling you before, and I was really on the same mood of, like, where does she live, you know, like, how far were we, how far is it for me to visit, and I was, I am still a Google Maps, evaluator, I evaluate restaurants wherever I go, so I have a lot of points, and... What I did at that time, Google Maps had like some function. I don't think they have anymore. But basically, like, you can see the way the person went, specifically if they had registered their car on Google Maps. I really think they took that out. But basically, we were talking one day at the way out, so I started to remember her car plate. I still remember KCR 3323, and I put it on Google Maps, and I could see like the trace of her car to her house, and I was like, okay, now I know where you live. So
that's insane.
I know.
That is crazy. I did not know such features actually existed on Google Maps.
I don't think they have that the car thing anymore. It was before Waze and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine safety is increased more. Can you imagine stalking someone and saying, oh, you've been here. How was your dinner at this restaurant?
Yeah, that's crazy behavior, actually.
I agree.
Teenagers, huh? Teenagers love.
I'm scared for this generation.
But do you think it's this generation, though? I think it's something that's been going on for a while. Like,
yeah.
Since Chris, at least. Like, they might not have, like, Google Maps, but... I don't know.
I mean, I agree. I think stalking's existed forever. Like, come on. At that time, though, people used to do it physically. And I just think that when you do something physically, there's still a certain level of restriction compared to online. I mean, like, now we have the power of the web. Like, what can you not find on there?
Yeah. I can only imagine someone, like, training a bird to, I don't know. No, birds, how would the bird tell you about where
the bird can The bird can't talk.
Yeah, no, true. So, I don't know. Yeah, stalking was way more limited.
I mean, okay, at that time, people used to just follow the person. That's also super creepy, okay?
No, I think that's worse.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's worse. At least this time, it's only seeing, like, what their online presence is, and some people don't even have one. So that way, you can't even find them. But... Yeah, can you imagine someone following you home every single day?
Oh, gosh. You, Joe Guterang. Have you watched it? You?
No. I have. I've watched 2 seasons.
Yeah.
But not after that.
That style stuff. Yeah. He does both. He follows in person and online.
And online. I know, it's crazy.
The thing is this... I think this is not connected to love.
Yeah, I think that stalking is not connected to love in a way. If somebody's actually truly in love, they wouldn't have to.
Yeah, it's not even about being truly in love or not. I think it's more of the difference between, like, being fixated in someone or, like, it's like those neurotical stuff of, like, getting really hyper-fixated on something instead of, like...
It's like, if you see it, you want it, no matter what. And I think that's what stalking is. I don't think, like, if you see somebody who actually maybe has a liking to someone, there's a level of... I think there's a boundary you won't cross.
That's true. And I do have a song I started that goes on that line too, talking about what actually love is.
Ooh, let's listen to that.
But this one I need to narrate.
Ooh.
It's the one we have here. So I had someone send me their perspective on love. Because as my mom, she was a mom really, really early in her life. She was a mom when she was 20.
Oh, wow. That's very early.
Yeah. And she's now, that's at least my age. And now she is 40, 42. So it's been good 22 years since that. So she's sharing a little bit of what love was for her at that time.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so everyone, I'll be narrating a story of an anonymous volunteer for this podcast. Remember, you can contribute at 778-782-2573. So the way I see love isn't about romance, not in the way most people imagine it. I say this is with a bit of maturity now. My experience of love has more to do with care and commitment. It's like The Little Prince, where the rose becomes special because you nurture it, and it becomes part of your garden. Love is built through dedication. When I was younger, I was full of passion and wild emotions. But looking back, I realized I was lucky to find loyal friends who gave me a real example of love, grounded in trust and support. But my first true experience of love came when I had my first child, at just 20 years old. Caring for them, facing the challenges together, that was love in its purest, most real form. Not a fantasy, but something that demands effort and patience. Even my relationship with Raphael, which is her husband now, who had my age at that time, wasn't some fair tale romance. It was a construction, a partnership shaped by responsibility and mutual support. That's the kind of love that lasts, love that you build, not that you fall. And that's what I've come to understand. Love can exist in friendships and family and within ourselves. But relationships need effort, chemistry, and authenticity. You need to love yourself too. Understand who you are and embrace it. Like being a mango and not trying to be a pineapple. I didn't always understand that when I was young, but now love is for me is grounded in the reality of life. And that's my message for now. Build it, nurture it, and appreciate what grows.
That is amazing. That, I think, is the reality of many people.
Yeah, that's true. My grandparents have been together now for 50 years. 55.
Oh, wow. My grandparents were together for 55 years as well. A long journey. Like, that's the type of love, I think, that as a generation we should look at.
Whew. I think pause, brief, think about it, because it comes so different now. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, I think it's, I think in today's world, we look at love in this, I think movies, like in the message, it was mentioned, this fairy tale romance, that's what love is looked at. And that's what people imagine love to be like.
Love at first sight.
I'm sorry, but that's not true. And I think, like she said, it's through building companionship and understanding, like, the little things. I'm an avid romance book reader, so don't get me wrong. I believe in your big love gestures and stuff. But there's the little things that matter so much that actually make your life better living and make you remember that person.
That's true. That's true, because we stop, and sometimes we look a lot, as you were saying, at this city fairy tales. It brings all